Epilogue. It's at least a few days before most Britons notice the effects of No Deal. Retailer stockpiles prevent any immediate shortages. A government plan to transport critical supplies of medicines, chemicals, and fuel on extra ferries is effective, bypassing the severest border log jams and limiting disruption. In the morning, Brexit meetings of companies in the UK's service industries, the major worry is enforcement. CEOs ask heads of legal departments if the EU will punish routine cross-border activities, such as transferring data or providing basic services. Risk officers repeatedly refresh the UK government and European Commission websites, anxious for answers. Smaller companies chance it, either believing they won't be pulled up or unwilling to pay the extra cost of compliance. Much of the economy is in a legal limbo. As holdups at the ports continue in the following days, supermarket inventories dwindle. Fresh strawberries and tomatoes run out, and prices for lettuce and cucumbers rise. Social media pictures of empty shelves go viral, sparking panic buying. Factories schedule production shutdowns. Continued confusion at the ports hits supplies of medicines. For Johnson, his Churchill moment has come. He gives nightly speeches from Number 10, urging calm. Brexit will be worth it in the long run, he says. Britain, he says for the 1,000th time, is taking back control.